Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
The game is over. The Irish is upset. Florida State, Notre Dame is number one.
And Notre Dame basketball.
Number one ranked UCLA Bruins have been upset by the Irish of Notre Dame.
Good! Arike Ogunbowale wins the national championship for Notre Dame.
Plus Fighting Irish hockey.
They score! Jake Evans scores! Notre Dame. 3.7 seconds away from a spot in the national championship game.
The NFL and Major League Baseball.
Oh my gracious, how about that?
Sports Radio 960 WSBT, WSBTRadio.com, the free WSBT radio app.
Big time budgets!
Now, here's your host, seven-time Associated Press Broadcasting Award winner, Darren Pritchett.
Well, as Jim Nance would say on CBS, hello, friends. 5:08 on this Friday, April the 12th of 2024. We welcome you back into our WSBT studios. My name is Darren Pritchett. Hope you're having a terrific Friday. Well, the forecast for the weekend and next week looks fantastic. We had Tim Firestone, the owner of Blackthorn Golf Club in South Bend, on the program last night. His tee sheet is going to be packed over the next week or so. It's always packed, but extra packed with this wonderful weather that we have coming our way. And the Blue Goal game looks, I think, pretty good on Saturday. A week from Saturday, I should say. Saturday, April the 20th, 1:05 is the official start time of the game. You can hear the play-by-play right here on WSBT Radio. I'll call the play-by-play. Eric Hansen, my analyst, the publisher, editor, and Hall of Fame writer at InsideIndySports.com. We will start our coverage that day at 12:30 with some Blue Gold pregame conversation of Notre Dame football here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. We have a very short edition of Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat tonight because the South Bend Cubs were rained out last night. So South Bend and Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Brewers affiliate, they will play a doubleheader tonight, 2 7-inning games, and we'll have pregame coverage beginning at 5:45. And the first pitch right around 6 o'clock here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. And if you're going out to watch the South Bend Cubs or listening here on WSBT Radio, an extra treat tonight as Chicago Cubs outfield prospect Brennan Davis is going to begin a rehab assignment with South Bend tonight. Davis was a part of our 2019 championship team. That was the season he really broke out. He went from being a highly drafted player to someone that popped up on lists across the country as one of the best minor league prospects in all of baseball. And it seemed like he was on the fast track to get to Wrigley Field, but he has had nothing but injuries that have slowed down his progress. Had you told me in 2019 that Brennan Davis would not have made his major league debut as we sit here on April the 12th, 2024, I would have said, you're crazy. I was thinking maybe 2022, he'd make his way to Wrigley Field, but the injuries have slowed him down. From what I understand, he was hit by a pitch during spring training, suffered a concussion, and now he is working his way back from that latest injury. Hopefully things work out, but I got to be honest with you, when time passes, and sometimes your window slightly closes with an organization, you have to wonder what lies ahead for Brennan Davis, because the Cubs right now have Seiya Suzuki, who is playing terrifically in right field. You got Cody Bellinger back in center. He could opt out after this year, so that spot could be open. But you feel like Pete Crow Armstrong is the heir apparent to that spot. He's currently playing at AAA Iowa. And you got Ian Happ in left field. Eventually, Owen Casey, who is just tearing it up the last couple of years, he's at AAA Iowa having great success. He's going to need a roster spot. So you're running out of room in the outfield for a guy like Brennan Davis. So what seemed like a lock, he'd be at Wrigley Field. Now you have to wonder how it's going to work out for Brennan Davis. And the Cubs also have Andrew Canario, who was with South Bend when I was still doing the South Bend Cub games. And he got a taste of the majors last year with his power. There's a lot of outfield options. In fact, they had to get rid of Nelson Velasquez to make room on the 40-man roster for other players. So Nelson got traded to Kansas City for that. Jose Cuellas, who got just rocked in San Diego, he's now back in the minors. So it is so interesting what seemed like, hey, Brennan Davis is going to be starting in the outfield for the Cubs. It's just a matter of which position. Now, is there going to be a spot for him? I sure hope so, because he is a tremendous young man. Being around him, absolutely great tools. And now he's just got to stay healthy, get back into a really good rhythm, and push his way back into the conversation. So Brennan Davis will be on the field, I'm told, tonight for the South Bend Cubs as they play a doubleheader against the Brewers High A affiliate, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. 5:45 pregame, 6 o'clock first pitch here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. It is 5:13. We will have our Sports Beat Inside Indy Sports Twitter question of the day results. And today's question coming up in our next segment. Plus, we will move up our sports wagering segment. We go into Sizzler. Went 3-2 last night. We've got five picks coming up at the end of the program before we get to South Bend Cubs baseball here on WSBT Radio. All right, let's get going with a couple of topics here in this opening segment of Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat. And we're going to start with the quarterback room at the University of Notre Dame. As we all know, Riley Leonard, the transfer from Duke, on the sideline right now. He is doing work in practice, but not a full go after undergoing a second surgery on his right ankle. That means Steve Angeli has been getting number one reps, more opportunities for Kenny Minchie, and the freshman, C.J. Carr. We're going to hear from Angeli in a moment, but first, here's his quarterback coach, Gino Guiduli, describing the junior quarterback who opened some eyes when given the opportunity to get on the field last year.
You know, I think all the time in our quarterback room, I always tell those guys, like, at the end of the day, it's you versus you. It's not Steve and Riley or Kenny and C.J. At the end of the day, it's Steve and Steve. And, like, Steve had a tremendous opportunity last year to learn underneath Sam and kind of watch Sam's routine and how he prepared himself each day for practice, how he prepared himself each week for games. And you see Steve kind of emulating that same routine that Sam had last year. I think it's really paid off for him. I think he's doing a great job leading the offense. And, you know, with a new offense, I think the room as a whole has kind of grasped the offense pretty well as far as connecting the dots from some things we did last year to some similar things that we're doing this year, and then taking the new stuff and just kind of ran with it. So, again, happy with his progression. You know, Steve last year this time, you'd be like, I don't know. But, like, from last year's spring through the season, obviously to the bowl game, which he started, to now, like, the progression's been tremendous. And he and I both are hoping that that progression continues through the summer and through the fall this year.
It's interesting to think back when Steve Angeli got to Notre Dame, and you're looking at the quarterbacks that Notre Dame is starting to assemble and some quarterbacks that were on the way at that time. It almost feels like he then is Kenny Minchie now. Angeli was that other guy. Now, Mike Singer from Blue and Gold Illustrated, who talks Notre Dame football recruiting every Tuesday with me, he was the leader of the Steve Angeli fan club coming out of high school. He believed he could be a really solid player for this Fighting Irish football team. But with some of the guys on the roster, you started to think, well, this guy's playing now, and this might be the heir apparent, and Another guy coming in could jump Angeli. That's kind of who Kenny Minchie is now. He's behind Leonard. He's behind Angeli, who have experience. And you got the young phenom in C.J. Carr that's already on campus showing what he can do. And those things he's doing are reportedly really, really good. But Angeli has stuck around. He has just hung around, kept his head down, continued to work, prepared to be a starter as a number two quarterback last year. Sure seems like he has stayed very humble, very eager. Could have left, could have taken the easy way out, but he's still here. And right now with Leonard not at full strength, Angeli getting more opportunities to open the eyes of the coaching staff by running with the number one offense this spring. So who knows? Kenny Minchie's a guy that a lot of Irish fans on message boards and on Twitter X are talking about, oh, he'll be the one that eventually will transfer. And you know what? You could be right, but he might turn out to be the next Steve Angeli. Who knows? Here's Steve Angeli on learning this new Fighting Irish offense led by our new offensive coordinator, Mike Denbrock.
I think, you know, one person I've talked about this a lot has been Coach Goulden. You know, he's been around the NFL and been to a lot of places, and he told me, you know, as things go in football, you know, it's kind of like nothing really changes the way that the plays are run, everything going on, just the verbiage and kind of the scheme and kind of the way that you attack changes. So it's been good that I've been able to learn three offenses going on my third, obviously, and new terminology. So it's fun. It's another challenge, but having a good time learning and really just diving into learning more about football.
And then how do you go about building rapport with these new receivers? Is it just extra throwing sessions, or is it spending time with them off the field?
Yeah, it's both, like you just said, you know, extra work that goes on outside and really just spending time with those guys, like, off the field. Like, it means a lot, you know, when you're coming into college. Like, I was once a mid-year, like I said, and guys took me under their wing and showed me the ropes, so that means a lot. And then really, like, when you make plays with them and, you know, getting in these RBA periods and, you know, stuff where you're able to just throw a lot of balls and see how they run routes, one-on-ones, it means a lot just getting time in and feel for those guys. But overall, you know, the new guys that have came in, we've been building a great relationship and looking to keep it going.
Well, we talked to Eric Hansen about this the last couple of days on the program. Whether it's Riley Leonard or Steve Angeli, Minchie, Carr, they're not playing with a full deck of skill position players at this time. Guys like Collins and Evans and maybe Bauman, they're not working right now on the field as they come back from injuries. So you can't really build chemistry with those particular players at this time. Tell you what, one guy who's really benefited, you don't want injuries to take place, but someone has to take advantage. That's Cooper Flanagan, the sophomore to be getting a lot of run with the first team offense this spring. Here's Steve Angeli on his approach to this spring.
This spring, you know, it's always different. You have a new team, like you said, new guys are coming in, trying to build a rapport with them, new receivers, just new guys that are stepping up. So it's really just getting a feel for everybody, you know, starting to create an identity for your new team and, you know, building throughout 15 practices. You want to just see a continuous approach. Not every practice is going to be great, you know, not every practice is going to be bad. It's kind of just, like Coach Free says, that bumpy road, you know, throughout 15 practices, there's a lot that can go on, but you continue and improve. And when you come out and put everything on the show in the blue and gold game, it's always a great time.
Yeah, the blue gold game will be fun to see all the quarterbacks on display. We do not know the rosters as of yet with the way they announced the coaches for the game. It looks like they're going to split them up into two teams like we've seen the last couple of years, unless I just have a wrong read on the situation. So more than likely, you're going to see Angeli probably on one team. And I'm just guessing maybe you put Minchie and Carr on the other team and they get opportunities back and forth on the field. Maybe they spend more time with Angeli on the field. I don't know. You can go a lot of different ways. I'm really curious to see the direction that Mike Denbrock goes with his quarterbacks. Again, the Blue Gold game, 8 days away right here on WSBT Radio. Here's Steve Angeli, the junior quarterback, on where his game is right now.
I would say just overall, like, offensive football, just grasping that. I think when you're able to understand a scheme and understand a you know, in offense, you're able to play faster with more clarity. So I think from a mental standpoint, and that just goes back to preparation, the way you study, your routine, the way it goes on, I think that's really what I would do to take steps.
Steve's got a class, so one more if you guys got
Steve,
one.
What's the last half year been like for you? Getting the opportunity to start in the bowl game. Riley comes in. Riley gets hurt, so kind of like different spring probably than maybe expected. What's this been like as you kind of try to battle for the starting spot?
I think football just teaches you so much about life. You know, not every situation you go through, not everything that you experience is going to be perfect or the way you want it, but every opportunity gives you a chance to learn and grow. And really, you know, my focus throughout all of this is just on myself, on my teammates, you know, just taking every rep. You know, it's only my reps that matter. You know, I focus on myself and try to do the best of what I have. And, you know, you get in trouble when you start looking around and start looking at other things that are going on that have nothing to do with you and what you got going on.
Those comments right there, that's why from afar, I don't know Steve Angeli. He seems like a very humble football player. And I loved his quote there. Only my reps matter. Control the controllables. And that's what he is trying to do with a lot of buzz about Minshew and Carr. And of course, Riley Leonard coming in from Duke University. Hey, Steve Angeli's had a lot of practice at this. Just go about your business, and when they call your number, be ready to go. And you know what? To date, he has been ready to go. Angeli last year, 34 of 44. He completed 77% of his throws for 504 yards, 7 touchdowns, and a pick. In the Sun Bowl, could have been the MVP. It went to Jordan Faison. Against Oregon State, 15 of 19 for 232, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Had 8 carries for 27 yards, lowered his shoulder on a 17-yard run, and averaged 3.4 yards per carry. Riley Leonard, Steve Angeli, Kenny Minchie, CJ Carr, what a fun, fun quarterback room the Irish have, and it's been a long, long time. We can talk about not only quality, but quantity. 523 at WSBT. Round number 2 of the Masters continues. It's been a long day at Augusta National. They restarted the first round at 7:50 a.m. this morning. Tiger Woods had to play 5 holes this morning, then a quick turnaround and played 18 more, 23 holes for a guy that is dealing with all the injuries that he has suffered in the last couple of years. He really, I think, had a tough time late in his second round today, dealing with that bad ankle. Looked to be limping a little more than he did earlier in the first and second round. But Tiger set a record, his 24th consecutive cut made at Augusta National, as Tiger today in the second round shot an even par 72. He will make the cut as he sits at plus one. It was a gritty performance by Tiger. Grinded out the round, didn't have his best stuff, but he knows where to hit the golf ball at Augusta National. He was able to scramble and just played beautifully on a very difficult day at Augusta National where there's no rain, the sun is out, but it is extremely windy. 20 to 30, if not 35 mile per hour winds today at Augusta National, and these guys are putting in a lot of mental and physical work on this beautiful piece of property in Augusta, Georgia. Right now, we've got a tie atop the leaderboard as the second round is starting to wind down. Bryson DeChambeau, former U.S. Open champion, now a LIV golfer, started the day with a one-shot lead, and right now is tied for the lead. He is 7 under par for the golf tournament, playing his final hole of the day. And he is tied with the number one player in the world, Scottie Scheffler. Scheffler right now, he's at 7 under par, but he is playing the 11th hole currently. Then you've got American Max Homa, only one top 10 in the majors in his career. He had a 1 under par 71 today. He sits at 6 under par. And Colin Morikawa, a couple of major championships, been very up and down this year. He put together a nice 70 today. He's currently in fifth place, 4 out of the lead at minus 3. John Rahm, the defending Masters champion, now a LIV golfer. He is having a tough go. He is currently at plus 4 for the golf tournament, and plus 4 at the current time is the cut line. So there is an outside chance that our defending champion at Augusta National will not make the cut. Now he's playing the par three 12. Got time to make another birdie. Two par fives coming up, but the conditions, those par fives are not gimmies today. So Scottie Scheffler, no doubt the best player in the world right now, the heavy favorite to win. It's hard to bet against him at this current time with the way he is playing in full control of his entire arsenal. He is fighting the wind like everybody else and doing just a little bit better than the rest of the field. 89 participants in this edition of the Masters. So Scheffler and DeChambeau on the course at -7. Max Homa in the clubhouse at -6. We'll have the third round tomorrow and, of course, on Sunday, the fourth and final round. And we will hand out another green jacket. And for us golf fans that love the Ryder Cup, the U.S. team just got rolled by Europe last fall in the Ryder Cup. It kind of feels like we know why, because many of the players on that team for Team USA are not doing well. Jordan Spieth is going to miss the cut. Justin Thomas is at +1. Sam Burns is going to miss the cut. So that Ryder Cup team for the U.S. not having the greatest go so far this week. So we'll see if Scottie Scheffler can win another major. He's already won a Masters. This could be number two. Hey, how about the Milwaukee Brewers in the NL Central? I never know how to pick them. They are very topsy-turvy. They traded their ace, Corbin Burns, to the Baltimore Orioles. They reshifted their offense, and what do you know? They're 8-3 and in first place in the NL Central. They are tied with the old Pittsburgh Pirates at 9-4. The Chicago Cubs are a game and a half back. They sit at 7-5. The Cincinnati Reds, with all those young pups, they're trying to grow quickly. They're sitting at .500 right now. They've had a good batch of injuries that has really derailed them early on in the season. But the Reds are 6-6, and the St. Louis Cardinals right now bringing up the rear in the National League Central, three games off the pace with a record of 6-7. A moment ago, we talked about all the young outfield prospects that the Cubs are grooming at the current time. Wait till you see, if you've not already, a young man by the name of Jackson Chourio. He's 20 years old out of Venezuela. The Brewers have already signed him to a big-time contract in his first year in the majors. Threw 39 at-bats, hitting .282, .326 on base, .462 slugging. He's got a couple of home runs, 9 RBI, and 2 steals as a 20-year-old making his debut at the major league level. So you know about Christian Yelich, and you've got Contreras and Frelick, but I'll tell you what, this Chourio kid is going to be a big-time problem in the NL Central. Twitter question of the day, some sizzler. We'll wrap up our shortened edition of Sports Beat with those segments next on Sports Radio 960 WSBT South Bend.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.